that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys, a man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stu Gatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. By doing that, you have made us the biggest podcast on the planet. How about that? Keep doing it. We appreciate it. We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use code STU for a special offer when you sign up. That's code STU only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Good afternoon, Billy Gill.
Hello, Stu Gatz. How are you?
I'm doing well. I have missed you. You're on vacation this week. You came in to help me with Stupidity and Chris Sims, who's going to join us here. I'm certain he'll have words for you because he always does, because he's a bleep.
What's his deal? I think he likes me, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. No, he likes you, Billy. Make no mistake about it. Chris Sims, not only does he like you, dare I say he adores you. He loves you.
Okay. We've gone too far now.
I
feel like Chris Sims would bully me in person, right? Like, because he's a lot bigger than me. He'd probably like stick me in a locker or whatever. Give me a wedgie.
I think his dad would.
Oh, for sure. His dad would. I wouldn't be nowhere near his dad, though. I would be like hiding from his dad. Big Phil? No, thank you.
What scares Billy more than a guy whose nickname is Big Phil?
Well, and doesn't care about it being his nickname, like is proud of it too.
Doesn't care. It's a self-appointed nickname.
Yeah.
He gave it to himself.
Are we ever gonna see each other again, Stu Gatz? Because I feel like it's that time of year where people are on vacation and you and I just haven't been in sync on any of this. Like, I'm out one week, I have kidney stones another week, you're out, then you're back, then you're gone. Like, I don't think we're gonna see each other in person until Halloween.
Really, that long?
Yeah, you know? Feels like it.
I feel like after Labor Day, we'll probably see each other. Yeah. I do have some vacation time coming up. Dan has some vacation time coming up. You're just coming off. Well, you're still on it, but you'll be coming off next week. I'll see you. You know, I'll see you Tuesday after Labor Day. Okay.
How's okay. That
I think. Would it be so bad? If we didn't see each other again,
just if we never Zoom, saw each other again,
yeah. You know?
I'm fine seeing you on Zoom. I'm not going to lie.
And I'm fine seeing, I'm fine seeing everyone on Zoom. The problem is no one else is fine with it.
No.
Whatever. Are you excited? Football's coming up.
I don't know how I feel about football, to be honest with you.
It's a lot of work for you. I can tell the useless sound montage. It's all weighing on you right now.
Just don't bring that up, please. Yeah. My hope is that someone forgets that that exists and then I'm good and then I don't have to do it. My next hope was like, maybe I can delegate it to someone. But I don't think that's going to happen either. Yeah, but it never happens. It's always been supposed to happen, and it doesn't happen. You know, like, look, not to call anyone out, but that's what happened when back in the day when it was like, oh, send this person a T-shirt, and we were just sending people T-shirts for things from like a box and the thing. Like,
right?
I was sending out the T-shirts, and I'd have to go into the UPS and sign, and I was doing like that and like 8,000 other things, and I was like, you know what? I don't delegate anything to anyone. Like, I think this will be the thing I have to delegate to someone who I won't mention, Chris Cody. And I put all the people's names like on a list, and it would be like, oh, get this person's info for a T-shirt, whatever. Right. And then like, I realized this is backing up worse than when I was doing it. So I just need to send these T-shirts out again. Like, I feel sorry for these people. Some people I reached out to and they're like, yeah, I moved twice since you gave me a T-shirt. Like, you got to send me your address again. But yeah, delegation hasn't worked for me in the past because what happens is
because you're delegating to Chris. Right?
Well, it's like instead of just doing it when it has to be done, I'll like delegate it and then I'll just have to do it like later on. So
We say this lovingly towards Chris.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know.
We love him though. We do, but it's okay.
Chris is my top five in the room for sure.
Rank him.
Oh wow.
No, I'm joking. Don't do that.
I almost went on a boat with Chris last week, but I had a kidney stone, so it didn't happen. Yeah.
Oh wow. He was not, like Smetty was on the boat, right? Israel Gutierrez.
It's Izzy's boat. I got the invite.
Loves a boat because he just likes to show off how jacked he is. I'm convinced that's the only reason he got a boat, you know?
Yeah. I'm starting to realize I have body image issues because like I feel like if I would have been there, I'm like in the awkward, like I'm not in good shape. But I'm also probably not supposed to be like wearing a shirt to cover up that I'm in bad shape yet. So right. I'm like the in between where like, I think I should just choose one or the other, like either get in good shape or just like go all out and just live my life and just be like, I'm the shirt person now.
I would just live your life. Izzy should never wear a shirt. Right?
No,
never. I don't think he does, to be honest with you.
I actually,
except when he's on TV.
When you go like on vacation to like a tropical place or whatever, do you do the shirt sometimes in? Because like I've started doing that, especially like on like a week long cruise. If it's like day four of being out in the sun and I'm like, my skin just cannot take any more sun.
Yeah, start wearing a shirt. Yeah, I do. Or I start finding some shade or umbrellas or like I stop with the sun. Essentially, it's usually like day two or three for me, to be honest with you.
You know, the worst is when it's like an overcast day, because I had this last weekend after I passed the stone. My family went and my wife's like aunt and uncle were here from like out of the country. So like we went out for someone's birthday or something to the beach. And it was one of those days. It was like overcast. And it's like, well, I'm just going to go out into the water for like 20 minutes. It's not a big deal. Didn't do any sunscreen. Oh my God. My body.
Water's a killer, Billy. The sun's like 50 times stronger there.
It is horrible. It was cloudy. I thought I'd be fine. Not the case. I was so burned. Like my whole body was red. It was horrible.
I have a quick update for you, but I want to ask you how can you describe the feeling of passing a stone? Because I've never done it. And I know how other people have told me how painful it is. Like, what's the best way you could describe that to people? You mentioned it, so.
Well, it was a big one. It was 0.54 or 5.1 something millimeters, which apparently is a big one. I don't know. It's, right. I guess, close to, like, not being passable. So, yeah, it sucked. And I didn't pass it until late Friday. And the thing is, like, once it's passed, like, you're good. Like you don't feel the pain anymore. Like it just all like instantly disappears, which is great. But also like not to get like too graphic here, but like when you're passing it, it's like it's going through you. So like blood has been collected and stuff like that. So like the urine was like dark brown, black. Like it looked like not something that should be coming out. And I have to like collect the stone, and I had it in a Ziploc bag in my nightstand for a week before I went to the doctor to like give it to them, to be like, hey, can you check this out? Like, it's weird. But I'm glad I passed it because they told me
Like, were you screaming in pain?
I had like painkillers and stuff that was like not, like, so it was bad, but it was like not as bad as without medicine, obviously.
Right.
But yeah, it was an adventure.
I meant to tell you that. We were talking about the sound montage earlier, the NFL sound montage, Chuck Pagano used to be the star of that montage, right?
Yeah.
I hung out with Sam Pagano, who was Pacelli's high school coach last weekend, the entire weekend, and he's Chuck's dad. Okay.
Wow.
He is a legendary high school coach. He was Pacelli's coach in high school. He's the guy who took, because Pacelli always wanted to be a quarterback.
Yeah.
Sam Pagano had the stones, no pun intended, to walk up to Tony Pacelli and say, "Hey, you're not going to make it as a quarterback." How about that?
He was right.
Yes. He turned him into a left tackle.
Now, when you talked to Sam Pagano, did you get any of the Chuck Pagano there or no?
Oh, no. You could see it everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. But did he talk, like, did he speak like in cliches and just like nonsense things?
Of course. I mean,
I feel like the way this is going, right, and I'm not even like super against it, is Sam Pagano's going to be on the podcast at some point, right?
With Chuck, yes.
Oh, wow.
That's where it's all headed.
Are you bailing on Chris Gronkowski and we're just trying to do like the Pagano
family? The Pagano, yes. Yeah. I met his sister as well. I met the whole Pagano family. It was Chuck, fantastic. Though. What?
Not Chuck, though.
I didn't meet Chuck. Sam was there. His sister was there. I met some other family members. But I also told Sam that we had something called the Useless Sound Montage. And at one point, Chuck had naming rights to it. He goes, "Yeah, he says a bunch of useless shit."
Classic Sam Pagano.
Classic Sammy.
Chris Sims gets sunburned very easily, we would assume, right?
No doubt about it. Yes. Yeah. What a great transition. Let's go to Chris Sims from NBC Football Night in America. And of course, the Unbuttoned Podcast, our friend. Let's get to him right now. Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. It was the original light beer, and to this day, it's still the best one. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff you don't. And listen, the NBA playoffs are here. I cannot tell you how many times I have drowned my sorrows because of the New York Knicks, and I've drowned them in ice-cold Miller Lights. But hopefully, there is hope. This year, I'll be celebrating my New York Knickerbockers. How about that? Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, Billy.
What's up, Chris? How are you?
Billy. You're so cute, Billy.
Chris, when do you decide, you know what, I'm going to go down a button here on my shirt, like all the way up? That seems like, it looks like you're a priest missing the like white thing in the middle. You know what I mean?
Right, but we're recording right now. We're on, right? This is going, yes. Right? We're going?
Yeah, we're always
all right,
on.
We better be going. Come on. This is a good conversation. When the would I listen to you about style tips? Let's just get this straight. Jeez. All right, man. Jeez. I'm never. This is what I do. This is my look. I've cornered the market. Okay. Mm. Top button swag. All right. It's like asking you, when are you going to leave the room with the obscure window? It's part of your look. Okay.
Before you came on, I said, how long before Sims mentions the room I'm in?
Yeah. Right.
Over under was 30 seconds. You hit the under.
You nailed it. Billy, you walked yourself right into it in Sims's defense.
I'm just here. I'm just trying to live my life, man. What do you want me to do?
What's this hat you got working on?
This hat? It's just a hat, man. What's the deal with that?
What is it? Is there a symbol? What's the symbol stand for?
It's a Columbia Firefly. It's a minor league team. It's actually the team that Tebow played for originally in the minors.
Oh, really? The Mets affiliate?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
all right. I was thinking of the other day, are you going to work next year, or are you just going to follow Miguel Cabrera around for his last year of baseball? How's that going
to
work?
It's going to be hard. I'm going to have to figure that out. Talk to the wife, see what she decides if I'm, allowed to just follow him around. But we'll see. TBD right now. Yeah.
How old's your child?
My child's 14 months.
Yeah, the answer is no, Bill.
Come on, Billy. Be a good dad. Don't do that to your wife. Jeez.
Who would you most be inclined to take fashion advice from of the three of us? Would it be me?
I think it would be you, actually.
That's insulting. That's insulting.
No way.
I clean up well. I'll let you know, Christopher.
You know what? I know, Mike, you're definitely in dead last. I know that. Sorry.
Well, I'm a big guy, and I still make it work.
You make it work, but I don't know if we're going to go in stylish or style icon quite yet.
You don't like the polo?
Billy, maybe. Billy's young and trendy, and look at him with the Tim Tebow base. Yeah, right. Billy's going to be up on all that, meaningless hoopla bullshit sneaker shit. So
good.
Billy might be in the leader, actually, now that I think about it.
Billy does clean up well in his defense. Yeah.
Southern Connecticut, Gary. We got salmon shorts. Like, we supposed to be.
Mike, it's not you. It's not you.
I don't own any salmon shorts. See, that's where you lost me.
Neither do I.
You lost me on salmon.
Oh man, our buddy Chris Sims is with us. Football Night in America, Unbuttoned Podcast. Although he's fully buttoned right now.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing. Well,
it's a play on words, Billy, because I unbutton my mouth and I say whatever the freak I want to say. That's why. It's a
unbutton shirt.
Yeah. Why'd you pull up on there and go freak? What's happening to you?
I don't know why I did that, because I felt bad that I dropped four already, I think. Yeah. So I was like, damn, I'm going to go for five in the first 2 minutes.
Got the fifth in.
Boom.
This is off-season, Chris, because like you could tell this isn't like Sunday Night in America every week, because the hair is a little bit longer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not
I'm
as tight on the
Don
side.
Draper part down the side right now.
Yeah,
but Billy, he's coming off Hall of Fame coverage, so he looks like he's getting closer to football. Okay.
I'm not totally stressed out because I don't have to watch film of every person in the league, so I'm still enjoying a little bit of a normal life, and the women in my life have shouted down my old haircut, so I'm going back to Johnny traditional style here.
Wow.
Yeah,
interesting. Yeah.
What did they tell you about? they don't like it?
I mean, my mom, my sister, and my wife have all had enough of that high and tight and the comb over thing. I constantly get comments. So that's all right. I wrote it long enough. It's time to change it up a little bit. Got to show some versatility in the world.
But who's the go-to person there to deliver that message? Is it the wife? Is it mom? Or is it the sister? Like who?
Well, neither one of them are bashful. They're, it's three loudmouth women from New Jersey. So they're not afraid to say their, whatever's on their mind. It always starts with my sister. She's got the biggest mouth of all. So like she'll literally text me stuff like that on a group text with my family when I'm in the middle of like a Sunday night show. And I'm like, hey, thanks for the confidence, sister. Thanks for telling me my hair sucks and you don't like it while I'm in the middle of a show with 10 million people watching.
That's so great. In an odd way, Sims, did the Jets get better today? Becton's out. They got Dwayne Brown. They signed him. He's a 5-time Pro Bowler. Did the Jets get better?
Well, I don't know if they got better. I'm a fan of Mekhi Becton. I do think his top end potential, like, is real. You know, there's a reason he was picked there. I've seen enough on film to go, whoa, he can do really special things. But, you know, the injuries are obviously, you know, a part of him right now. So I think that's a great signing by them. I really do. I've been saying the last 2 days with Florio on Pro Football Talk, like, hey, this is a big year for the Jets. This is a big year for Sala, Joe Douglas. Like, they can't, like, go into this year with, I hope our right tackle's good. I think he's going to be good. So when Mekhi Becton went down, I had a hard time believing they were going to stay with somebody on their roster. They got to go to a proven commodity here with some of the weapons they got, the young quarterback and all that. So I love the move to get Dwayne Brown.
Yeah, he's missed 35 of 50 games, Becton has. So it's but you really feel like it's that big of a year for Saleh and the Jets. I think more so for Douglas than Saleh. Like, he'll get a third year, I think, regardless of what happens this year.
I would hope so. I would hope so. And, I think we've all discussed this before. I like a lot of things on the roster with the New York Jets and what Joe Douglas has done, too. Right. You know, you look at your offensive line, it's pretty solid. Yeah. You look at your running backs and you go, damn, it's not a bad group. You got 3-4 good damn receivers. You got a good tight end. You know, you got a few breaks. Get a little healthy. I mean, stay healthy, I should say. And got to steal a game early in the year somewhere. I really do feel for the Jets. You look at their schedule the last 3 years. Look at the first eight games they've had on their schedule. They've had like murderer's row, and that's the case this year once again. Their first four games against the AFC North, you know, maybe one of the best divisions in football. And then, of course, you got the Patriots and some other teams sprinkled in there to where it's not going to be easy. And hopefully they can find a way to steal one or two and gain some confidence. That's very important for a young team early on in the year.
Sims, I'll only say this. They have Baltimore, but it might be without Lamar Jackson. They have the Browns. It will certainly be without Deshaun Watson. They'll get the Bengals with Joe Burrow, and then Pittsburgh, you know, no more Ben. So we'll see what happens there. But you're right. Typically, they got to steal a game somewhere, you know?
They
got
to
come
out
of it like 2-2 at the very least.
Well, that would be great. 2-2 would give them the confidence, give them a fighting chance. And then, you know, I've been in locker rooms where, hey, you get off to a good start, 2-1, 3-1, 4-2, and you start to, wait, we got something going here, and it's real. I mean, the mojo starts to get going, belief in your team, and wait, you know, hey, we can find a way to win no matter who we play. You go 0-3, you go 1-4, man, does the building get tight. It really does. You can feel it. I can remember walking into buildings in Tampa when we were 1-3 in John Gruden. Oh, my gosh, it was uncomfortable. You know, the coaches are feeling the pressure from ownership, the media, all of that is trickling down to the players. You know, we're wondering if we're taking the right approach into the game and all those type of things. And, you know, it's two different worlds there. And I think that's especially true, like I said, with younger team that the Jets are young. They're not battle tested. They don't know necessarily what it takes to win week in and week out in the NFL. That is a learned skill, even though a lot of these guys have been winning at all other levels. The NFL is a different animal compared to college, high school, and little league football.
I mentioned Lamar Jackson earlier. He might not be available. We'll see what happens with the contract. What should happen with that contract? When you see Deshaun Watson and all the off-the-field stuff that he has, get the richest contract in the history of the NFL, and then you have a guy, Lamar Jackson, who's won an MVP, gone to the playoffs, won a playoff game, continues to get better, was having another MVP-type season before he got hurt last year, and is never an issue off the field. There is never an issue with him in terms of how much he puts into this, how much he studies, what a good dude he is. There's no Kyler Murray clause. There's no video game bullshit. That guy is straight business. What should he get?
He should get, you know, next. Yes. And when I say that, like, next, like, he's the next guy that he should certainly get more than Kyler Murray. Again, I'm one of those that, Mahomes, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, all those. I understand Rodgers got the $50 million, but I think he should be in that conversation for highest paid player in the NFL. We know how it works. You don't always have to be at the best of your position to be the highest paid guy. It's more, hey, next year, looking in the future, he's just the newest guy to get the contract. And I think he is in within every right to ask for more money than Kyler Murray. I do expect him to be out there week one. Yeah. I almost have a feeling he's almost playing the Joe Flacco game, where he's like, yeah, I'll sit it out. And then when the season's over, we're going to be deep in the playoffs and you're going to make me the highest paid quarterback in football history. And then some. I wouldn't be shocked if that's his mindset. It's very weird and strange. I've never seen anything like this where a team is like, hey, here's 230, here's 240 million. And they can't get them to sit down, talk, and iron out some of these details. But I think you said it right, Stugatz. He's the fabric of their team. He is a great leader. They've built that team around him and the skill set. And then it's built around Greg Roman and that run game. He's gotten better as a passer every year. I don't understand the haters of the world on Lamar Jackson. I mean, he's gone to the playoffs every year except for last year. And right. People are like, well, he didn't go to the Super Bowl yet. Hasn't gone to the AFC Championship game. Like it just like grows on a tree. And you're just like, oh, this year I want to go to the AFC Championship game. No problem. Oh, next year I want to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, get the f*** out of here, everybody. He's awesome. He's one guy you never let out of your franchise right now. And yeah, I'm rooting for Lamar Jackson.
He's everything you would want in a franchise quarterback. Never an issue, works hard, talented. He's everything you want. You know?
I know, exactly right. And, you know, last year was a little bit of a down year. But, hey, just remember, there was a ton of injuries on their football team. Running backs hurt. Offensive linemen were hurt. You know, and they had those issues. Hollywood Brown dealt with some injuries here and there. And yeah, did he have some moments of maybe being their defense was as worst as it's been really in any time I can remember. So they had to play a style of football that I don't think their team is necessarily built for. And I think he, you know, took it upon himself to make up for some of the issues. And maybe he, you know, was a little I don't want to say greedy, but just tried to take it all on his shoulders and make too much happen, which led to a bad read or fitting a ball into a tight area and interception or all that. But yeah, I'm a huge Lamar Jackson fan. There's no question.
Do you have any issues? So I think he should be applauded. I know a lot of people will say it's an easy stance for Roger Goodell to get involved in, but I like that Goodell is challenging the 6-game suspension because he's seen the evidence. He's seen everything. He's, you know, he's getting older. With age comes perspective. He has daughters and he's like, no, this ain't enough. Deshaun Watson needs to sit for at least 1 year. I think if Goodell had it his way and he was the only one to decide, Watson would never play again in the NFL. But he's trying to get a year, and I commend him for that because that's not something he normally does. And he might be getting some pressure from the other owners because they simply don't like the contract. But good for Roger Goodell in trying to get Deshaun Watson to sit for a year.
I have no issue with the way Roger Goodell has handled this situation. I'm honestly – like, this is one where, you know, I know they're going to Steve Harvey and, you know, the ex-attorney general for the New Jersey, and he's the guy that's going to make this decision. This is one where I would have been like, I don't think it would have looked that bad if he just was the judge and the jury here.
Yes.
I don't think that many people in America or the people in the NFL would have been like that disappointed if he just was like, hey, we're the NFL. He did some messed up crap. We have plenty of examples of him breaking laws and rules of the NFL and the CBA and everything like that. And we're just not going to stand for that in this league. I actually think, you know, I know we're sitting here on a Thursday. I'm going to be shocked if it doesn't happen within the next 24 hours.
Agreed.
I don't think, yeah, they don't, you know, to everything you just said, Stugatz, and, you know, I think Billy and Mike would agree with this. They don't want Deshaun Watson dominating the weekend with his face on every TV next to the Shield in their first opening preseason game weekend of the year. And that takes over the guy who's had really weird behavior and mistreated people and is taking no accountability, doesn't show any, you know, bit of sorrow for it. You know, there's just a lot of things. He lied to the investigators.
Yeah.
There's so many things that are wrong there. So, yeah, Judge Sue Robinson, and people don't understand the CBA and how it all works. She laid it out. She said 6 games. It's not really her job to determine the games. That's just what she says. Her job was to determine were rules and laws broken, and she found that 4 of them were broken just out of the 4 people they investigated, let alone he lied. And then we also know there's 20 other ones and maybe 40 other ones that are also, you know, obtained through social media and all that. So I can't imagine that the NFL – you know, wants anything to do with Deshaun Watson being connected to the Shield for the next year. And then I get like concerned too, just to go like, first off, the dumbest contract in the history of the NFL that you did this, Cleveland. And now you're going to go, whoa, guaranteed. And he's going to go, last year didn't play football. This year might not play football. Not going to be able to do anything in the spring or OTAs, going to miss the starting training camp. He ain't going to be a $47 million quarterback when he does get to play next year. I can tell you that. I don't give a damn who you are. We've seen Manning and Brady, Rodgers come back from injury and not be the same guy. It takes a little while to get used to the game again. And it's a shocking, really, the whole thing and the way Cleveland handled this.
And I agree with you. I think, and it makes me root for Baker Mayfield, by the way. But I agree with you. I think the NFL wants him nowhere around, like preseason weekend number one. They don't want him around, period, right now. Like, get the hell out of here. But what Chris is saying, to be clear, is Robinson made a ruling. All she was doing was telling Roger Goodell, hey, he did some bad shit here. And like, she's applauding him somewhere, saying, yep, it ain't six games. It should be a lot more than this, based on what I saw, the evidence that I saw. And I think so. I think she almost challenged Roger Goodell to do something. She said, hey, he did some things that are wrong here. Here's six games. Now you determine how many more you want to tack on to this.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. I think, yes, that's exactly right. And people got to understand that the NFL and the NFLPA, you know, the PA for the NFL is the weakest out of all the professional sports, because football is, you know, the players just don't play long enough and they don't make enough money all the time to sit there. You know, the average career is what, 3.2 years? The clock is ticking as far as how long you can play in football. So guys don't want to sit out a year to gain that type of power. The rules are the way they are right now, that the way you see it going down, the NFLPA agreed to this. The players agreed to let, you know, the owners and Roger Goodell have the last say in this type of matter. And, you know, I know people are trying to say, hey, other owners weren't held to the same accountability and some of that stuff too. Listen, I don't even want to bring it up, but it's not apples to apples, and people got to stop doing that. This is not a good look for Deshaun Watson. He hasn't handled it well. And yeah, you know, like you're saying, there's no way the NFL wants to be associated with him.
If you're the Browns, do you, like, I think the Browns, they could assume it's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be more than six, maybe it's 12, maybe it's a whole season. Do you go after Garoppolo? What do you do here?
I would want to see that where it's at. If it's the full year, I would think about going after Garoppolo. I would.
Okay. It's a talented team. It's a really good team. Yeah.
It is. Exactly right. I mean, I think we talked about it during the season last year. They were one of the disappointments of the league, in my opinion, last year with all the talent they had across the board on that team. And yeah, they're a team that if you told me they were deep in the AFC playoffs, I would go, yeah, I'm not shocked. It's one of the best offensive lines in football. They got a great pass rush. They got good linebackers. They got great corners. They got pretty good receivers. They might maybe have the two best headed monster at running back in football. So, that's one there where if it's a full year, I might call Jimmy Garoppolo. If it's 12 games, 8 yeah. games, 10 games, I don't know if I would, because that might cause some problems there. That's where I'd go, wait, if it's 10 games, okay, now Jimmy Garoppolo and company – oh, wait, hey, we're 8-2 with Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't know. That might cause some problems in Cleveland where now Deshaun's back. And, whoa, wait, we don't want Deshaun to come in. Jimmy's doing good. And, wait, we got to the playoffs with Jimmy. And, wait, we're going to get rid of him. And the next year we're going back to Deshaun. And that's where I'm not sure you do it if that's the case. But, like I said, if it's the full calendar year, I'm calling San Francisco and talking to Kyle Shanahan.
I'm going to give you Chris Sims with us. Check him out. Football Night in America, Unbuttoned Podcast, all of our NFL's coverage on NBC. I gave Le Batard my quarterback with the most to prove, okay? Like, they have a lot of pressure on him this year. I'm going to throw out three names to you, okay? And you just tell me your thoughts. I know you agree that these three have something to prove, but let me know if you think they're going to actually have good seasons. I'll start with Daniel Jones.
Yes. You know, this is one, maybe I'm biased a little, but yeah, I do think he's going to have a good season. I think he's going to play good enough to where the Giants fan base and everybody's going to go, you know what? We're good with Daniel Jones being our quarterback. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that between Brian Daboll, you know, I think Saquon highly motivated, knowing, you know, contract year, The offensive line's going to be better. And again, I try to remind people, this wasn't one of the worst offensive lines or the bottom half of the league. It was the worst the last 3 years. And it's not even close. It was the worst. So, you know, I think he's got maybe as a fighting chance here between the coach that's coaching him, the offense, some of the talent around him. I think the defense could be about as good as we've seen, you know, in recent history here with Wink Martindale coming from Baltimore. So, you know, I'm gonna say yes. I'm gonna say that he's gonna play good and be the Giants quarterback.
You're making up for all those missed earlier. I tell you that.
Yeah,
much.
I'm sorry, Billy. Are you the one that's gotta delete these, Billy, at some point, or how does this work?
It's fine.
All right, good. Oh, that was an encouraging. It's fine.
That was a. You.
Yeah, it was.
That was.
I liked you with your old haircut. I'm not going to lie.
And cry or something.
This new haircut, Sims, I'm not a fan of right now.
Throwing everything off.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. Jalen Hurts. Right? This has to be the year, no?
This is a tough one for me. I'm not sold on Jalen Hurts. Now, this is where it's a little different. The Eagles are really damn good. I mean, the Eagles probably have the best offensive line in football, right? What are you laughing at? What?
He just typed to me Geno Smith.
Oh, shut up.
Make or break.
And he's right. Now or never, Geno.
So, no, with Jalen, there's some things that I'd like to see in his game, or there's some things that concern me in his game. There is, you know. Hey, they were good last year when they can dominate in the run game and made the game very easy for the quarterback. But as we saw, and if you go back and kind of look at their year, anytime they played a team that had some people that could stop the run, man, the offense didn't look very good. I mean, it did not. And you could even go in when they played the Giants late in the year. The Giants got a bunch of big defensive tackle type defensive linemen. They couldn't run the ball. He played like crap. The Buccaneers playoff game. Played like crap, you know, so he and they kind of feasted on the middle class and the poor class of the NFL last year. So I got to see more consistent throwing from Jalen Hurts. He's a below average NFL thrower. And I don't like saying that because I know he's a great kid and a great leader and he's working at it. I hope he proves me wrong. I really do. But I'm not really going to say yet that I think this is he's going to stamp himself as the quarterback of the Eagles yet. No, I'm not ready to say that.
All right, we saved the best for last, your boy Tua.
It's going to look better.
It has to look better, Chris. Yes.
So, right. And I mean, they're going all in to make it work for him, for sure. But I think this is another one where I'm going to say no. Oh, I got to see it to believe it first.
Yeah.
Again, it's why I hate the business because I like the guy, the person, but I just have not seen anything about his game that makes me think he can bring the team to the next level. Oh, it's a real physical game against the physical defense. The pockets collapse, and don't worry, Tua will hang in there and make big throws in the pocket. No, negative Ghost Rider. No. Oh, it's a big game in the AFC East. Oh, it's a cold day up in New England. It's windy. Don't worry, Tua will throw it through the wind. No, negative Ghost Rider. He's not. So I got to see some of that first before I'm going to buy into that and say that.
What happened this week? You became a big Trevor Lawrence guy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I've always liked Trevor Lawrence. You know, just because I made Zach Wilson one doesn't mean I didn't like Trevor Lawrence. He was still my number two.
Right.
But, you know, we talk a lot during the draft process that year and even last year. There was some inconsistencies with his quarterback mechanics that I was like, man, you know, he's got to fix these if he wants to be like the guy we think he can be. The phrase I always tell people is like, if he threw 10 out routes, he'll throw it seven different ways. And it might get completed some of them. But, you know, one time he'll step here. One time he'll throw it over the top. Another time he'll be leaning. And that's just not a recipe for success in the NFL. You got to be a machine. And when I was on the field at the Hall of Fame game, Billy, I mean, first off, he's a specimen. And he's the taquillo spikes of quarterbacks. He's got this gigantic thick neck. You know, he's got just the right muscle tone. And he just he was so pure in warmups. Every ball was a perfect spiral. Every ball, if he threw 100 balls, 98 of them were bullseyes, and the two he missed were, oh, just missed the bullseye. You know, it, I could tell he had worked and fixed some things in his mechanic, and he was the machine that I was talking about. And when he was running off the field, he was kind of running by me, and we talked for a minute, and I just said, man, you look good. I was like, you fixed some of the things with your mechanics. And he went, yeah, I did. Hey, thanks for noticing. I mean, he was great about it. So you could tell that's been, you know, a point of attack for him. And he's got talent, and he's got a little talent around him. And just like Zach Wilson, I think they're going to show some people what they're made of this year.
Sims, I like the hair. I like the buttons. I do. I don't care what Billy says. All right. You're looking
good. Thank you. Thanks, Stugatz. You're my guy.
Trevor Lawrence didn't say it back, though. He said, you look good. And Trevor Lawrence didn't say, oh, you look good. He just said, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. I know.
Did Trevor say, hey, Chris, you know what? You look good, too. I mean,
no, I mean, I just assumed that he was thinking that. I, you know, how could he not? I mean, I'm big and buff like him. And I
just the right amount of muscle definition, I think, is how you described him.
I love your confidence, Sims. Football Night in America, unbuttoned podcast, even though he's fully buttoned. Chris Sims is our friend. We love them. Thank you for doing this once again. We appreciate it, man.
I love you guys. This was fun. I'm glad we're getting back into the season. We can get back in the mode of this. This is the best. It really is. I mean,
the overly buttoned podcast.
Yeah, Mike, you were too quiet on this one. I don't know what happens. Apparently, when you put salmon shorts on, you can't talk anymore. Yeah. I don't know what the hell happened.
Remember the best vacation you've ever taken? Make your next one even better with Get Your Guide. With Get Your Guide, you can book over 100,000 unforgettable experiences in the U.S. and around the world. Want to see the Grand Canyon from a helicopter? They got you. Watching a wrestling match in Mexico City? No problem. Or how about a guided tour of Rome's ancient ruins? Wherever you're going, whatever you're into, book your next travel experience at getyourguide.com.
All right, we love our boy Sims. Billy, I did notice something while I was we were all talking to Chris Sims, but you were kind of in and out, and I noticed you become fascinated with these things that you were doing some research on one Sam Pagano.
I mean, I'm a big Sam Pagano guy now. I'm
I would love Sam Pagano. Yeah.
There he is chewing a cigar on the sideline. Here he is chewing another. He likes to eat cigars. The Sam Pagano
Billy,
does.
The entire Hall of Fame weekend, he was chewing on a cigar that he never lit.
Why is he? Really?
Yeah, he's that kind of guy. He really is. He's old school, dude. He's an old school coach from Colorado. He's fantastic. I love Sam Pagano. I really do. Pagano or Pagano? How about that?
You just said the same thing.
No, Pagano or Pagano. Nah, it doesn't work. It doesn't matter. Anyway, what'd you find out about Sam? Stupidity. Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. It was the original light beer, and to this day, it's still the best one. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff you don't. And listen, the NBA playoffs are here. I cannot tell you how many times I have drowned my sorrows because of the New York Knicks, and I've drowned them in ice-cold Miller Lights. But hopefully, there is hope. This year, I'll be celebrating my New York Knickerbockers. How about that? Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces.